Okay, so today is the 26th of May, the 3rd of Sivan. We're almost at Shavuos, counting down the Omer. Today we are technically going to finish Perek Kaf of Shmuel Bet, but I'm not sure if we're done with it per se. I apologize if you printed out the source sheets. It was, I think, 9 pages. So I apologize for that. I'm only going to go through the first 5 today. And we have that Chashukei Chamed that I may or may not decide to do next week. It's discussing what's going to happen here with how the halachic issues behind killing Shabbat ben Bichri that we're going to get into today. And we're going to meet a new slash old character in this section. And I'm really excited about that. And I found some really interesting things about her. Okay, so let's start. Do you want me to share a screen for it? Okay, that means I have to find it. So 1 second. I forgot to prepare that. Sorry. So I just have to go into my sent mail. Okay, I got it. And now I'm going to share a screen. Okay, if you printed it up, whoops. Okay, everyone sees it? Good. Okay, so if you printed it up, there's only one little chunk that I'm going to skip because it's in a Radak and I realized it's the same as what Rashi says, so we don't have to read it twice. Okay, anyway, we are starting with Shmuel Bet, Perek Kaf, Pasuk Tetvav. Okay, I'm going to make this bigger. Okay. Vayavo vayatsuru alav be'avela beit hama'aka vayishpechu solala el ha'ir v'tamod b'chal v'chol ha'am asher et yoav mashchitim lahapil hachoma. Okay, so this has a lot of weird words in it. And this, of course, is, if you remember, Shabbat ben Bichri has been rounding up all of the Israelites in the north and forming this team, and he's fleeing from them. And Yoav killed Amasa in the previous psukim, and he is now continuing his chasing after Shavuot ben Bichri. And they came, and he knows where he is exactly. He's in this town called Avel of Beit Ma'acha. So they came there and they besieged the city of Avel Beit Ma'acha. And this is interesting. We're going to see some commentaries on what exactly it means. So they poured dirt to form some kind of mound, and they stood on this, it says they stood on the inner wall. That's where the word chal, I'm not sure what it is. And all the nation that was with Yoav were battering to throw down the wall. Okay, so this is this walled city, and they dug, and we'll read the commentaries, but I think their intention at first was to build this mound so that they could just climb over the wall, but then there's something else blocking it, some other kind of wall, this chal, that they have to knock down in order to go in. Okay, Tadzayin v'tikra isha chochma min ha'ir, shimu imru na el yoav karav ad hena. Okay, so here's, if you remember, this is our second wise woman that we're encountering in this book. The first wise woman was to bring, that Yoav hired her, it seemed. I think it was to bring back Avshalom. Rav Bazak, if you're interested, actually has a really nice thing comparing the two wise women with their similarities and their differences. I think that's what it was. Does anybody want to correct me? I don't know where my brain is. Okay, so she calls out from within the city, "Hear, hear! Say, please, I pray you, to Yoav, come closer to here so that I may speak to you." Okay, so this is a strong woman who clearly has a lot of clout in the city, that in the midst of their walls being battered down by Yoav and her army, her voice rises up and is heard by everybody. Okay? And then look what happens. Vayikrav Eleha, he came close to her. So not only does her voice rise up, but it's enough of a presence that Yoav hears it and listens. Vatomer Haisha, and the woman said, Ha'ata Yoav, are you Yoav? Vayomer Ani, he says, I am. Vatomer Lo, Shama Divrei Amatecha, Vayomer Shomea Ani. So he says, do you hear the words of your maidservant? And he says, I hear. Vatomer lemor. And she said to him, saying, Daber yedabru barishona lemor sha'ol yesha'alu ba'avel v'chein hatamu. Okay, the Malbim says that the Mefarshim really struggle with how to translate this. So we're going to read the translation, but I think actually the Malbim has a different way to translate it. So the translation says, hear the surely they would have spoken first to hear what they have to say had they inquired of the people of Avel, and so would they have made peace. Okay, so we're going to leave that a little confusing right now, and we'll read the commentaries. They're a little different. Okay. Anochi shlumei emunei Yisrael. I am of the complete and faithful of Israel. Atam avakesh lahamit ir ve'em b'Yisrael. And you're seeking to kill a city and a mother in Israel. And Devorah also calls herself a mother in Israel, so this is some kind of stature of important women. A couple weeks ago, I think it was two Shabbos ago, we read in the Parsha of people evaluating themselves for making a korban of the value of themselves, and the value is just based on gender and age, and so men are worth more than women, but an old man is still worth a little more than an old woman, but the old man's value diminishes considerably more in terms of percentage than the old woman's value from what it was before. So Rashi says something really funny about how, some funny phrase of the uselessness of old men, but how old women are wise and helpful. If you're interested, I can find it for you. It's very cute. So this, I think, this speaks to this woman, and we're going to see how old she is. Does anybody know who she is? Does anybody who didn't read ahead know who she is?
I just have a comment from the Robert Alter commentary, because he translates it as a mother city.
Oh, interesting. You know, that's interesting, because I can see why he would do that, because we call suburbs achayot, sisters. So you could see, like, the mothership, we say. So you definitely could. And here
it says, Ir va'em b'Yisrael. And, you know, he says, would you put to death a mother city in Israel?
Interesting.
Literally a town and mother, but he says it clearly means a principal town,
okay.
Like an important town.
I can see why he would say that. I think also, to be fair, because it is a woman speaking and a very old woman at that, we're going to see who she is very shortly. We should at least have the double entendre of her herself being the mother in Israel, plus this idiomatic expression of the main city being called the mother. Okay, Nlama Tivla Nachalat Hashem. Why would you swallow up the inheritance of the Lord? Like, you know, this is our Jewish nation. Why would you do that? Okay, let's read the commentaries on these psukim before we get to Yoav's answer. Okay, so first, there wasn't, if I don't have Malvim, oh, I do have Malvim here, but so I started with Metzudat David, Alav, Sheva ben Bichri, so let's just see what the context was of that. So Vayavo Vetsuvar Alav, so they meaning Sheva ben Bichri, they were trying to besiege, and not necessarily the city, I guess. Vayishpachu solala, derech chovshei ir, so it was the way of those who are conquering the city, lishpoch afar mul hachoma, to spill dust against the wall, la'asot tel gavoa, to make this high hill, ve'olim aleha, and go up on it, lehilachem im ha'ir, in order to wage war against the city. Ve'alshem shekovshim ota b'makalot, and since they are conquering it with, I don't know if this is swords or if this means easy, sorry. Ubiragle b'nei adam, and foot, like the foot soldiers. Kriya solala milashon mesila. It's called a solala because from the same word as the highway. So meaning they're crossing it on foot. Vatamod b'chal, so they stood on this chal. Achareza kirba adat ha'melchama el ha'ir. After this, this whole group of the war people came to this, they got close to the city. Ve'amda al ha'chal, and they stood on this chal. V'hi ha'choma ha'nimucha, this is a slightly lower wall. She'etzel ha'gavoha, that's near the high wall. Kemo chal v'choma, there's a reference to it in Eicha. So, I can't even try to envision this, really. I don't really know what it's talking about, but maybe they put the mound next to this wall, and then they had like a double layer of protection. So there was a lower wall. Does Robert Alter say anything, Louis?
He describes that the wall, first of all, the mound, he says, is like a rampart.
Uh-huh.
And wait, I'm looking for how he described it. It was like a... saw it before, but I lost it. It's like a barrier wall.
Yeah. So it's this. I think it's this added level of protection, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Thanks for having that available to help us with that. Okay. Ve'avo anshei Yoav. So the people of Yoav came. Ve'atzur olav be'avala, and they besieged it. So it's similar to Mitzudat there. So they poured the sola, and Mavi doesn't even bother explaining this, so it must have been something more easily understood in his day. I don't know. Aval ha'ir amda ayde hachal. So the city was standing by way of this chal shalifnei hachoma, that was before the main wall. Vilo ho'ilu besolala sheshafchu, and therefore this rampart, I like that translation of it, wasn't effective. The rampart that they poured wasn't effective because there was still kind of like a moat or something, but not with water in order to get there. V'lechein ratzu lahapil choma, and therefore they had to resort to actually battering down the wall instead of just climbing over it. Okay, v'tikra isha chochma. You ready to hear who she is? This is very exciting. I've been waiting for this because I knew she was in this book, and we had to wait till almost the end. Midrash mi haita isha zot. So according to the midrash, who was this woman? Serach bat Asher. And you'll notice that Serach is sometimes spelled with a samach and sometimes spelled with a sin. Okay, so don't get confused by that. That's just, sometimes it does that. So who was Serach bat Asher? She was literally the daughter of Asher. And she's first mentioned in Parshat Vayigash, along with all the 70 souls who went to Egypt, okay? And she is, according to some rabbis, seen as completing the 70 souls, because there's really 69 mentioned. And some say it's Yocheved who completed it, that she was conceived outside of Egypt and then born in Egypt. And some say it's Serach. Amra davar yedaberu berishona sha'ol shelenu be'aval v'chein hatamu. So that's quoting the pasuk that was confusing to translate. Kan tamu divrei Torah. Here we're wondering, we're completing the words of the Torah. Klomar, that is to say, tamu divrei Torah kan she'en yod imotan, ani shamati devar ze mimoshe Rabbeinu. So completing these words of Torah that they don't know them. I heard the words from Moshe Rabbeinu himself, okay? Because remember, she would have lived from the time of the exile into Egypt until now, okay? So she saw everything. She's like the Zelig of her time, Lehavdil. Kishayu bayim lehilachem al-ir, shiyu potchim la-shalom. So you must not know the psukim of the Torah, but I saw it with my own eyes with Moshe Rabbeinu, that every time he would come to a city to wage war, he would open with words of peace. I wrote down the pasuk. We're going to see the pasuk in a midrash in a little bit. But it says, the pasuk says in Devarim Kaf Yud, Ki tikrav el ir, when you come close to a city, v'karata eleha l'shalom, and you should call out to it in peace. So meaning, we Jews do not just go into cities and wage war. We always give the option of surrender, a peaceful surrender first. There's actually a debate whether this was relevant to the seven nations of Canaan. It's a debate between Rashi and Rambam, whether we had the option of allowing them to surrender first, or for those nations, because it was a mechamet mitzvah, it was a mitzvah war, we just had to go in and attack them. Okay, so we'll get to that later, but that's what she's kind of chiding them. Like, you clearly don't know the words of the Torah, and I heard it myself from Moshe Rabbeinu, and here you are battering down our walls without having spoken words of shalom, potzchim l'shalom. Okay, so more midrashim on Serach. V'Serach achotam, and Serach their sister, so this is from where she's first mentioned, Parshat Vayigash in Bereishit. Shesarchu v'nitrabu yameha. So Serach, and I think it's actually with a samach, so you can see already the different versions. Serach means to stretch out, v'nitrabu, and increased her days. She had very long days. Shaita mishe yardu Yisrael mitzrayim, because she was there when Yisrael came down to Egypt. V'ad karov le'tachlit machut beit David, karov le'tarach shana. So she was also part of the kingdom of David, which would be close to Taf is 400, Resh is 200, 620 years. Okay? We're going to see other thoughts about how old she was too. V'aleha ne'amar, and her it said, Anochi Shlomei Amunei Yisrael, I am of the faithful and trustworthiness of Israel. That's what we read. V'hi haita isha chachama, and she was the wise woman, this in our parak, Shekar'a li'Yoav ben Tzruya mitocha ir, kishiradaf achar Sheva ben Bichri, who called to Yoav, the son of Tzruya, from within the city when they were chasing after Sheva ben Bichri. Okay, any questions about Serach? We're going to come back to her. We're not done with her. She's really amazing. Oh, we did read Yod Chet and Yod Tet. Okay, so Malvim, Yod Chet, Hasheilot, Divrei Ha'isha Chochma Hazot Chatumim Ve'en Poterotam. So he says the words of this wise woman are sealed, and we don't have a solution for him. Kfi Tahaluchot Halashon, according to the way the words go. Okay, so this is where he's saying it's difficult to do it. Devar Yidabru Berishona. Hamefarshim nitchaku ma'od. The commentaries were very pressed with this. V'yesh b'zeh perushim shonim. It has many different explanations. V'hakarov elai, but what seems close to me, the Malbim, shehi b'chokhmata amra, that she said this in her wisdom. Ki bi'ir avel sham shoalim umit pal'im madu abaleihem. Because within the city, they don't know that Sheva ben Bichri is even there. And they're all asking and wondering, why have they come to us? V'kulam sho'alim halo ra'ui she'yedaber aleihem? Wouldn't it be suitable for them to speak to us? V'yodim machat o'en, that they should know what their sin is, u'ma rotzeh mehem, and what they want for them? V'shiro sha'ul yishaleinu ba'avel. Sham sho'alim lomar. So when she says sha'ul yishalu ba'avel, we're all asking this question. What's going on? Halo davari dabru barishona? Lemor, shouldn't they have spoken to us first? Ra'ui she'yedaber tchila ma'ashem mevakesh mehem. It would have been proper for them to ask us first what they want from us. V'chein hitamu. And v'chein yish'alu. So I think here, instead of completed how I translated it before, let me just see how the translation. Had they inquired? Okay, so I think it's, so would they have made peace? Right. So let me just, sorry. V'chein hatamu, they would have been complete or made peace from tam. Okay, so here I think the Malbim is translating it from tamuha, more words of question. V'chein hitamu, v'tonamar ken yish'alu ba'aval, v'chein hitamu lishol. They would have asked, ki ein mashiv al sha'elatam u'pliatam, v'hem ein yod'im me'uma. They haven't asked us anything. We're all wondering, and they didn't know what their sin was. Why are they pouring on them like a fiery anger, with a fiery anger? So they're taking that word shofech, which is how they made the rampart, and they're making it into a metaphor of pouring out their anger. Okay, Rashi, Anochi Shlomei Amunei Yisrael, I am of the faithful, the peaceful and faithful of Israel. Ani mibnei ha'ir sheshlamim v'ne'amanim liYisrael. I am from the city that is complete and faithful to Israel, Vila Melech, and also to the king. Oh, we can read this in English. Now there's a midrash agada that she was Serach, the daughter of Asher. I'm the one who surrendered one faithful, Naaman, to another faithful, Naaman. And she's talking about Joseph to Moshe. That's a typo there. Through me, Joseph's casket was revealed to Moshe, and I was the one who notified Jacob that Joseph was yet alive. Okay, so these are the famous midrashim that your kids in preschool probably came home with a little song. So first, Sarah apparently had a very sweet, comforting voice. So when Yosef revealed himself to the brothers, they chose Sarah to very gently tell Yaakov that his son Yosef was still alive so that he wouldn't have a heart attack upon hearing the news. So that was the first story. You nod your head if your kids came home with songs from preschool about that, and maybe even a little project with some kind of lute or something, right, of Sarah. Okay. So that's where this comes from. And then, so she came to Egypt. She even predates coming to Egypt because she was the one who told Yaakov about Yosef. Then she came to Egypt and she lived through the entire slavery. And then when they were leaving Egypt, Moshe had this responsibility to bring Yosef's casket with him for reburial in Israel, but he had no idea where it was found. And Sarah, because she'd witnessed everything, she's the one who told Moshe where to find the bones. So it was because of her they were able to keep the promise that all the generations had made to Yosef to bring his bones to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so that is all the things she lived through, and she's this wise woman here. Radak Shalmein Munei Yisrael, Ani Hishlamti Naaman LeNaaman. So he's repeating what Rashi said. I fulfilled the faithful to the faithful, Ayidei Nigla Ronoshi Yosef, by revealing the casket of Yosef, Lemoshe, to Moshe. Ani Higadi LeYaakov Ki Yosef Chai. And I also told Yaakov that Yosef was still alive. V'temahu Imhari Chayamim Kokach. And it's questionable, this really long life, Serach Bad Asher, of Serach Bad Asher, Afal Pi Sherainu Shericha Yamim Rabim, Sherei Nimnet Im Bayi Mitzrayim, V'Nimnet Im Bayi Haaretz. Even though we see that she lived a really long life, because she's listed under the people who came into Egypt, and she's also counted the people who came into the land of Israel after slavery. V'hayu Shnoteha Az Lefachot Matayim V'Chamishim Shana. And that would make her at least 250 years, just of going into Egypt and coming out of Egypt, and going into Egypt, where they were there for 210 years, and then plus the 40 years in the desert coming into Eretz Yisrael, that makes her at least 250 years, okay? Devar yada brenu berishana, shamati shayu medabrim berishana, v'chein hitamu adayin, klomar mi'az v'adata, kein shamanu omrim, ki b'chol ir shabaim lehilachem, yishalu im tashlim, afilu be'omot ha'olam, kol shekein be'eval. Okay, so she's quoting the same thing we saw before, that they're wondering why nobody spoke to them, and they know that you're supposed to, in every city that you come to wage war on, ask, you're supposed to ask if they're willing to surrender. Even the nations of the world, all the more so, a Jewish city like Avel, that's a big Shehu Ir Gedola, it's a big city, V'hi Mishlumei Amonei Yisrael, and it's filled with those who are faithful to Israel, She'enena Moredet B'melech, because it doesn't rebel against the king. And I don't know what this Targum Yonatan was, I apologize. Okay, Malvim Yotet, and then we'll go back to the Psukim. Anuchi Shlumei Amonei Yisrael, Ritzon Lomar, Ki Yalchu Lehashchit Ir, so you want to say they're going to destroy the city, whether it's because they rebelled against their king, or whether they broke barriers in their faith to other gods, that's why I said Elohim and not Elohim, like the city that, this is a halacha in Devarim, I think it's in Kitetze, an entire city that goes to worship other gods, and that city has to be completely destroyed and never rebuilt. V'anochi, Kain Dibra B'Shem Ir Avel, and I, she's speaking in the name of the entire city, Shlomei Yisrael, I am of the faithful, the complete with Israel, Shlomim L'Malkam, we're complete with our king, Ve'amunei Yisrael, and we're faithful, Ma'aminim Ve'Elokeihem, so now I'm saying Keihem, because she's saying we believe in their gods, we haven't worshipped idols, V'atam v'keishel amir ir v'aim v'Yisrael, and you want to destroy us? Shelo chatu l'malkam, that we haven't sinned anything with the king. V'lama tivla nachalat Hashem, why would you swallow up the inheritance of God? Hamaminim be'alokehem, who believe in their God. Okay? So now, any questions? So those are the different opinions of what she was asking and how she was asking it. So now,
the town Evo?
Yeah.
Like in mourning? Like in Evo?
It's a good question. I don't know. Yeah. It's definitely the same word, Avel. It's also Aval, but, which I don't know what that has to do with it. But yeah, it could be a play on words for mourning because they're being destroyed right now.
Maybe. I also wanted to apologize if I misspoke earlier. It is a mound, but it's a mound against the town that's, and it stood up against the rampart.
Okay.
So the rampart is that extra wall.
Okay, got it. Yeah, it's very confusing. I have no head for architecture or any direction. Okay, so Kaf. Vayan Yoav. Vayomer, chalila, chalila li im evala v'im ashchit. God forbid if I'm going to swallow and if I'm going to destroy. Kaf Aleph, lo kein hadavar ki ish mehar Ephraim, shava b'michri, shmo nasaya do b'melech, b'david, tnu oto levado ve'elcha me'al ha'ir, v'tomer ha'ishal yoev, hine rosho mashlech elecha ba'ad hachoma. Okay, so that's not what it is at all. Rather, there is a man from Har Ephraim, Sheva ben Bichri is his name, and he lifted his hand against the king, against David. We talked about that last week, why it says both the king and David. And the king here could be referring to God, and David is the human king. Only give him, and I'll go from the city. And the woman said to Yoav, behold, I am going to toss his head to you over the wall. And the woman came to the entire nation in her wisdom. And they cut off the head of Sheva ben Bichri, and they tossed it to Yoav. And they blew the shofar. So this is the third time we're seeing the shofar blown, first with Absalom announcing his rebellion, and then with the rebellion ending, Yoav blows the shofar, and now again, this rebellion is over. Vayafutsu me'al ha'ir, ish le'ohalav, v'yoav shav Yerushalayim el ha'melech. And they left from the city, each one to his tent, and Yoav returned to Jerusalem to the king. Okay. They dispersed from the city. Okay, we might not finish this parak. We might, it's not very important, those few other psukim, but they're interesting, but we have a lot of other stuff to do. Okay, so, Malvim. Kaf vayan Yoav vayomer chalila im avla. So this is interesting what the Malbim says. Ve'af im ashchit hashchata kala lahashchit chomataha v'binyanaha. I don't even want to destroy a light destroying to destroy the wall and its buildings. Kaf alef lo kein hazavar. So Yoav is going to contradict her. He's saying, you think that you guys are all complete and faithful? It's not so. Ein ha'amet. This is not the truth. Ken sha'atem shlomi amoni Israel, that you are all complete and faithful of Israel. Ki bachem nitsa rosh hamordim, because among you is found the head of the rebellers. Asher nasaya do b'melech, who lifted his hand against the king. Ve'enam shlomim l'malkam, and they are not complete with their king. Ve'nasaya do b'david, he lifted up his hand with David. Shehu tzadik moshel b'yirat Elohim, that he is a tzadik and he rules with the fear of God. And therefore, as a result, they're also not complete with their faith. Give him alone. And then I'll know that what you say is true, is kain. Like when we get the word yes from kainim, that's true. That you are indeed complete and faithful in Israel. And I'll leave the city. Okay, Rashi, we'll read in English. And the woman came to the people in her wisdom. We learned in the Tosefta that she said to them, since he and they, the soldiers of the city of Avel, shall be killed. So let me just preface here. It's not so easy. And that's why if you printed out 9 pages and most of it was the Chashuke Chemed, who's going to give the halachic lamdas on this, to give, if they say, I'm going to kill the whole city unless you give up one person, That's completely forbidden. The whole city's meant to be destroyed. So she has to somehow convince them halachically that this is an exceptional case where they can give up this one person. And here's Rashi quoting the Tosefta of how he possibly did that. Okay, since he and they, the soldiers of the city of Avel, shall be killed, present him to them. If he could conceivably save himself, if he were, for example, on the inside of the city wall and you were on the outside, and only you were in a state of danger while he could save himself, one dare not disregard one human life for the sake of another human life by killing him in order to save yourselves. Okay, so if he could escape, you would not be able to make this exchange. Now, however, that he too will be killed together with you, since the walls have been destroyed and we have no strength to save ourselves, it is better that he die alone and you die not with him. Okay, so she's using her wisdom to find a loophole of why this case is exceptional and doesn't fit in with the idea that they all have to die. And here's another opinion. Rabbi Shimon stated, this is what she told them. Whoever rebels against the Davidic dynasty is deserving of death. So he's like a dead man walking. We're not killing him per se. He's already dead. Okay? And then most of the Radak is very similar to the Rashi that we just quoted. So I think we'll skip it in its entirety so we can do this Midrash Tanchuma, which is awesome. Okay, so notice where this is coming from. It's coming from Parshat Vayera, okay? And remember that double word, Chalila, Chalila, that Yoav said? So does anybody know in Vayera when we see the word Chalila? It's Avraham arguing about the lives of Sodom and Amorah, okay? Avraham says, Chalila lecha, like, God forbid I should be disrespectful or I should, you know, say something that I shouldn't, but he's insisting on arguing, and he goes through the various levels of 50 and then 45 and then 40 until he gets down to 10, which, and he realizes it can't be saved. Okay? So Amar Avraham, Ribono Shel Olam. So Avraham said, Master of the Universe, Tzofe ani beruach hakodesh, I see with divine inspiration, with the Holy Spirit, ki atida isha echat lefalet ir shlema, that in the future there will be one woman who will save an entire city. V'ani eini kadai lefalet chameshet hakrachim halulu, and I'm not worthy to save these five little suburbs. V'ezo hi isha, which woman is this? Zo Serach bat Asher. V'sha'a shemarad Sheva ben Bichri b'dor uba b'evel. So at the time that Sheva ben Bichri was rebelling, oh, but David, sorry, against David, and he came to Avel. Shenamar v'yevo v'tzur alav v'avela, and our pasuk, v'chol ha'am asher et Yoav mashchitim la'apel choma, and they all wanted to batter down the wall. V'kevan shehergisha Serach b'davar, and since Serach sent this, he tchila litzok v'kar'u la l'Yoav. She began to scream, and she called to Yoav, kevan sheba Yoav, when Yoav came to her, amra, ha'ata Yoav? Are you Yoav? V'yomar ani, yes, it's me. Atahu chacham, aren't you the smart one? Shakutuv mekalascha yoshev b'shabbat tachkumoni. The pasuk praises you, and this is a strange pasuk. It's the end of towards the end. We're going to get to it in Kaf Gimel. So yoshev b'shabbat tachkumoni. So you see the word chacham. It's talking about different people who were the heads of the army. Rashi there on that pasuk says it's actually talking about David Hamelech, but here Serach is saying, you sit at the head and you're the wise one. So she's saying it must apply to Yoav and not David, like Rashi says there. Halo karata v'Torah. Didn't you read in the Torah? Ki tikrav el ir. And this is the pasuk that I quoted to you before, that when you come to a city, v'karata eleha l'shalom, that you have to call out to it in peace. From Devarim Kaf Yud. V'lo haya lecha la'asot kein. Shouldn't you have done that? Davar yedabru berishona lemor sha'oi shalom be'avel. So that's that strange pasuk that we talked about. V'karata le'ele shalom. You needed to call out to it in peace. Be'avel v'chein hitamu v'gomer. Our weird pasuk. V'lamativ lan nachalat Hashem. Why should you swallow the inheritance of God? Kevan sheshama kein. When he heard this, hayam mityara. He, Yoav, got afraid. Ve'amar Yoav yesh kan sorach. He said, there's a need here. Shenamar vayan Yoav vayomer chalila chalila li. God forbid that that's what I'm doing. Ve'ata she'ata rachman Arav lecha la'abed et elu. And you, God, who are merciful, you want to destroy these people? Chalila lecha me'asot kadavar hazeh. God forbid you should do a thing like this. So he's turning God almost into Yoav here, that he's trying to play the role of Serach bat Asher, who shames Yoav into stopping to destroy this entire city. It seems like that the Midrash here is playing with the words to make it seem like Avraham is trying to shame God into not destroying the city. Uma amar la Yoav, what did Yoav say to her? Lo kein hadvar, this is not the case. Ki ish mehar Ephraim shavet ben bichri shmo, bal mum oved avodah zarah. So this horrible man who worships idols, he's there. Amralo, she said to him, Anochi Shlomei Amunei Israel, I'm of the faithful, the complete and faithful of Israel. Ani Sheshalamti Minyan LiYisrael, I'm the one who completed the count of Israel. So this is the count of 70 that went into Egypt. Shenamar V'Shem Bat Asher Serach, Bamidbar. Oh, the count of going into Israel, not Egypt, sorry, because this is in Bamidbar. We're going to read it in a few weeks. The name of the daughter of Asher was Serach. Ela amod bimkomecha v'ani eseh shalom. Rather, you stand in your place, and I will make peace. Shenamar, hine rosho mushlach alecha. Behold, the head will be thrown to you, ba'ad hachoma, over the wall. V'kach hayta betucha be'atzma, and she was so sure of herself, Shehi notna rosho leYoav, that she would give the head to Yoav. Ela ra'a ma'asta, let's see what she did. Vatavo ha'isha el kol ha'am, the woman went to the entire nation, bechokhmata, in her wisdom. Mahu bechokhmata, what is this in her wisdom? Ela amra lahem, what did she say to them? Hayu yod'im ki Yoav v'cho Yisrael omdim b'chutz laharog otanu ubaneinu ubanotenu. You know that Yoav and all of Israel are standing right outside to kill us and our sons and our daughters. Amru la lama, why? They said, why? Amra lahem, mea b'nei adam hu mevakesh litol ve'ilech. He's only asking for 100 men, and he'll take them and he'll go. Amru la, yitol matayim. They said, let them take 200. I don't know if this is talking about killing them or maybe just she's implying taking them as slaves. I'm not sure. Amra lahem, eno mevakesh lechamishimish. No, really, he's actually only just asking for 50 men. Amru la, yitol mea. So they said, let him take 100. Amra lahem, eno mevakesh lechamisha. She said to them, they're only asking for 5 men. Amru la, yitol asara. They said, let them take 10. Amra lahem, eno mevakesh echad. Really, they're only asking for one man, Sheva ben Bichri Shemo, and his name is Sheva ben Bichri. Miad kishasham ukach, immediately when they heard this, that they would be completely saved and this would all go away if they just gave up this one man, halchu v'kartu et rosho, they went and they cut off his head. Shenemar v'ichutu et rosh Sheva ben Bichri. As it says, they cut off the head of Sheva ben Bichri. Ra'a chokhmata shel isha zo, see the wisdom of this woman. Keshem Shaba Avraham b'chokhma lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like Avraham came in his wisdom before God, ba mechamishim lemem umin men lelamed, he started out as 50 and then went to 40 and then went to 30, umin lamed lechaf, and from 30 to 20, umin kaf liyod, and from 20 to 10, af zokach, so too did she do this wise thing. V'tavo yishal kol ha'am b'chokhmata, the woman came to the entire nation in her wisdom. Aleha mekaleis Shlomo, and this is what Shlomo praises in Kohelet. Tova chokhma mikli cherev. Wisdom is better than the sword. Tova hayta chokhmata shel Serach. The wisdom of Serach was better. Mikli cherev shehayu biyad Yoav. From the sword that was in the hand of Yoav. So that's how they're interpreting that pasuk from Kohelet. Kevan shenatal Yoav et rosh Sheva ben Bichri. Once Yoav took the head of Sheva ben Bichri, miad chazar v'lo naga be'ir. He immediately returned and he did not touch the city. Now, I wonder if this is especially interesting because David puts on Shlomo to get rid of Yoav. Because David sees, we're going to see this when we finish the parak with the Malbim, that he really, his plan to demote Yoav completely failed and all the people are with Yoav and he can't do anything about it. And so Shlomo is going to take care of it, and this is a little rub at Yoav that Sarah was smarter than you. Her wisdom was better than your sword. Amar Avraham lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham said before God, Rabbono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Uma im Yoav, shenatal et rosh ish echad sheyachayav, that which Yoav, who took the head of one man who was actually obligated to die, heniach et kol ha'ir, and he left the rest of the city safe, ve'ata she'ata rachaman ta'aved et hakol, and you, that you're merciful, you should cause everyone to die? Look at how humans are behaving better than you, if indeed there are righteous people in the town. Chalila lecha, God forbid you should do this. Okay? So I love what this midrash does, first with Avraham, and Avraham's use of Sarach ben Barasher in our story, which would happen in the future, to convince God to be merciful on if there were any righteous people alive in Sodom and Amara. It's just really powerful how Avram's holding Sarach Bad Asher up as a role model. I feel like she's one of the least appreciated characters in Tanakh, and I'm so glad that we got to highlight her today and really bring out her wisdom and who she was as an Aim B'Yisrael, a mother in Israel. So thank you, guys.